Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Unto the Church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. 1 Corinthians 1:2. Paul the Apostle writes to a certain group of people in the city of Corinth, the Church of God. When Paul writes his Thessalonian epistles, he addresses those letters to the Church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1:1 and 2 Thessalonians 1:1. In our culture of today, we have a system of religious bodies that identify themselves as the Church, while wearing various names and being distinguished by various belief systems. Such was not the situation in the days of the apostles. In the mind of God, there is but one church, and those within that body are known as saints, as they have been sanctified by God's Holy Spirit. In the final letter of the Bible, Revelation, God addresses 7 letters to 7 churches which are located in 7 different cities. John was instructed, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the 7 churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea." Revelation 1:11. These letters are written in chapter 2 and chapter 3. In every case, the letter is addressed to the church. Revelation 2:1, 2:8, 2:12, 2:18, 3:1, 3:7, and 3:14. In these 7 cities of Asia, there were not a multitude of religious bodies, each identified by a different name and philosophy, but rather a single body of saints in every city. Paul had spoken to the Corinthians and said that the church is called to be saints in every place where people call upon God. One simply cannot find in the Bible a system of religious bodies which are known as the church. When we read of the gospel being preached in Jerusalem for the very first time, the church was born. All who heard Peter preach heard the same message and obeyed the same command and were added to the same church. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, Acts 2:47. God does not recognize many churches of various names, but rather, God knows only one church, which is His, having been created by His divine power, the Church of God.